This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Today I'm talking about the last two leadership distinctions, that a level four being is embodying. One is called giving and generosity, and the other is called committed action versus psychological assessment. When you are giving and generous, you are not looking at what is in it for you. You are looking for the best possible scenario. If you take all of the leadership distinctions together and you combine them, giving and generosity is one that is asking you to be looking for the best case scenario for everyone involved. And that means you as well. But it doesn't focus on you exclusively. So when you get really engaged in giving and in generosity, you leave judgment behind. You leave the need to be paid back. You leave the need to prove yourself. You're so engaged in the process. And let's revisit the fact that we live in an abundant, unlimited universe. So when you are operating on the highest level, and you are really engaged in what you're doing, looking for possibility, being curious, understanding that it's possible all the time, and that your actions influence the actions and lives of other people, then your giving and your generosity is backed by beautiful energy, resourcefulness, curiosity, joy, and possibility. And the last leadership distinction is about taking committed action versus sitting in psychological assessment. A lot of what I do as a coach is support people in getting out of all of the games they play within themselves. All the psychological games and assessments, the inner talk that's not productive, the rules and structures and paradigms that you have created to protect yourself that have been working against you for decades. So committed action is, for a lot of you, it's when you decided to say, yes, I'll take coaching. Yes, I am going to look into what's possible there. Yes, I can do that. Committed action is no matter what happens, you keep looking for the next possibility. You keep taking the next step. You continue to discover whatever it is you get to discover to move through the next level of resistance or learning or expansion so you can keep moving towards the vision that you have, towards completion of what you have committed to. So those are the five leadership distinctions. If it's to be, it's up to me. 100% is possible 100% of the time. Live my life as if my life and other people's lives depended on it. Giving and generosity. Committed action versus psychological assessment. We are going to spend some time in this community really engaging in these. So I want to hear from you. Which ones do you believe? Which ones do you already find to make sense and be easy for you? And which ones are a challenge to you? Let's get them out and let's talk through these. There is nothing more powerful than a human being in level four responsibility. Standing in their complete power, making no excuses. Standing in full possibility with a joyful focus forward, where problems are possibilities, where there are no mistakes because they're always leading you to something additional, where you're giving tirelessly and freely and still in balance, where you're constantly looking for possibility joyfully, curiously, because you know that everything is possible. And that you are standing in a powerful spot where if all else fails, you are going to make sure that things get done. Things are complete. If it's to be, it's up to me. I hope you've enjoyed this week of coaching on leadership distinctions. Please send me any comments you have, post in the Facebook page, talk to me during your pod sessions or the masterclass sessions about any of these that are giving you some challenges so that I can support you in stepping into your highest levels. Sending you big love.